and Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield about actually key turning points in military history of our country. Before you do that, sir, a couple of text messages came in during the break about the Fun Shoot Pig Roast U.S. Senate shoot-off. That's going to be Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake. The post is going to be going up on the website AC Conservatives. That's plural, acconservatives.org. The price for adults is $30. The teenagers are $15, and the kids 12 and under are absolutely free. And, yes, we are going to be teaching the young ones how to shoot 22s. We got a rifle and a couple of handguns, and we will have range safety officers there. So bring your kids, bring your grandbabies. They can learn how to shoot 22s. They'll have to be at least five is the minimum age to be able to squeeze a trigger on a firearm safely and to be watched very closely with our range safety officers. So acconservatives.org, adults 30, the teenagers are 15, and 12 and under are free. So what's the next one that you had specifically bookmarked you were looking at, Pastor Chatfield?
Okay, review. 5, Battle of Trenton, 4, D-Day, 3, total abandonment of the the idea that America shouldn't have a strong military. Just let me add one more thing. You know that during the Adams administration, he was criticized by Jefferson for having a standing army. Originally, Jefferson didn't think we needed a standing army at all, that state militias were sufficient, no army whatsoever.
Sure.
It's taken us a while to know we've got to have a powerful military. That's the world in which we live.
Well, hold that thought, because wasn't it under Adams Jefferson, that we were dealing with the pirates of the Barbary Coast, the Muslims, and they were actually raiding our ships and taking our goods when we were trying to trade, you know, with countries? Wasn't that really the creation, I believe, of the Leathernecks, the Marines?
Yes. Yes. But a standing army is a different deal. A standing army, in other words, to have a Navy, yes, okay, yeah. But a standing army, people that are full-time soldiers, we were always afraid they were going to be used against us. The world in which we live, we obviously have to have a strong military now. Everybody sees that. The notion of us having a weak military is long gone. Pearl Harbor changed everybody's mind. That was a turning point. We have to have a strong military, and we must always be prepared.
Excellent. Number two.
Number two is Midway. The Battle of Midway, June 4 through 7, 1942. Now, remember, after Pearl Harbor, we lost battle after battle in the Pacific. We lost the Philippines, lots of places in Southeast Asia. Actually, Australia was threatened. We were in a very bad way, and worse than most Americans thought. We thought that they could have invaded Hawaii, and we couldn't have stopped them. Okay, we were in a bad way, and the Battle of Guadalcanal. In May of 1942, at least checked the Japanese. But the Battle of Midway turned the tables. We were able to break their code, find out what they were planning, and we outmaneuvered them. We surprised them. A great heroics by many pilots. We took out 4 of their aircraft carriers. We only lost 1. And they were, at that point on, were unable to mount much of an offensive threat against the United States in the Pacific. So the Battle of Midway, historian John Keegan said, the most stunning and decisive blow in the history of naval warfare. I mean, it is a big deal what happened at Midway. And if it wouldn't have happened, and there were a lot of heroes there. The pilots were heroes. The guys that broke the code were heroes. And they were able to figure out what the Japanese were doing. Just as the Japanese surprised us at Pearl Harbor, we surprised them at Midway. And you know, I wouldn't say luck, but we were able. We saw them before they saw us. We saw their aircraft carriers, and we were able to get them. And the Japanese commander was caught in. And see, there's different types of, and I'm not good at this, but I'll explain it as best I can. Is that when you have these fighter planes. A different type of bombs for the island Midway as opposed to the aircraft carriers, and they had to switch in their, and they got caught between switches. If the Japanese would have had 20 more minutes, the Battle of Midway might have been different. But they were caught changing their airplanes out when we sunk their one of their aircraft carriers, and all the planes went down with it. They couldn't get them in the air. I mean, there are a lot of things in history that just a matter of 20 minutes. Made a big difference in that battle, and that was a huge turning point in World War II.
You know, yeah. The interesting information, we have family history on that battle. Vicky's father came down with appendicitis 3 days before they were shipping out of San Bernardino, California, there at the Navy base. And he was left behind, and he was supposed to be working in munitions on that ship when they went out to fight that battle. And, you know, luckily he obviously survived appendicitis, and Vicky was born, you know, September 8th later, a couple years later. And I got to tell you, man, that battle has real, you know, family roots in it here. It actually, her brother John joined the Navy and wanted to be in the Navy because of their father and what he did, and had almost come close participating in the Battle of Midway. It's just kind of interesting how it touches all our families.
It does, and it makes us proud of our fathers, grandfathers.
Yes.
My father was in the military, the Air Force, during the Korean War. Didn't go to Korea, but he was in the military. My father, and I have a son that was in the Marine Corps during the
right after 9/11.
Yeah, roughly a year and a half after 9/11, and did go to Iraq. And so, yeah, that makes you kind of proud. We love our country, we love our military, and that is the way it is. We still do. We still love our country. We still love the military. And we have to be prepared. And too much, if I may throw this editorial, too much of the military is worried about this political correctness. I'm just telling you, the point of the military is to defend the country and to have people ready to fight.
Yeah.
It's not about social experiments. It isn't, but there you go. Now, the biggest battle in American history, in my view, is Gettysburg. Gettysburg, July 1, 2, and 3 of 1863. Robert E. Lee moves north. They just had great victories at Fredericksburg, Chancellorsville. He was thinking, this was the second attempt of Lee to invade the North. So they move north, invade Pennsylvania, and Lincoln had just hires a new general, Meade, to kind of shadow Lee's army. Always being careful, as in your mind, you picture Lee moving. He's more west than what Meade's army was. He's moving north, and he's swinging around. He's trying to get around the American forces, maybe attack Washington, D.C., maybe attack Philadelphia. Don't even know. So we're shadowing him. The North is shadowing him. And on that day, July 1st, there was rumors that there was a shoe factory in a little town in Pennsylvania called Gettysburg. And there wasn't really a shoe factory, but on that day, the North came the South swung in from the North, and the North, the Union armies were coming, took the Southern position because they did not, they had to always be careful to stay between the Confederate Army and Washington, D.C. So this was a big deal. And so it started off as a skirmish on July the 1st. And next thing you know, everybody from both sides converged on Gettysburg on July the 1st. And the first day of the battle, it was a three-day battle. You pretty much call it a draw, I suppose. The South pushed the North back, but not all the way back. They didn't collapse. The Confederates were on Seminary Ridge, and the North was on a different ridge, a little bit further north. The second day of battle, you know, picture that the North kept the high ground, and their forces were like in a hook. The bottom of the hook was a place called Little Round Top and Big Round Top, and it was hoped Lee sent Longstreet's army down to south, hoping to push off the Union forces off this ridge, especially Little Round Top, because if they would have been able to take Little Round Top, they would have flanked the Union army and potentially inflicted a devastating defeat on the North if they'd have flanked them, but they didn't. Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain's 20th Maine stood there and all day and prevented that from happening. You've heard me tell the story how they had been on that. They were on the extreme left flank of the Union forces, and they were running out of men and running out of ammunition. And he devised a textbook. He was a teacher himself, a textbook maneuver that he swung his men down, some of them without any ammunition, like a swinging door, swinging gate, and drove off Alabamans off the hill. And it was a great stand by the North. You know, maybe the most important event in the war. I don't know. I like to think so. But I've been to Gettysburg, I think it's six times. Maybe six times I've walked there.
How long of a history lesson tour is that when you go to Gettysburg? I know they give guided tours of it. How long does that take?
You could spend days at Gettysburg, but wow. They have different tours. It's a moving place, Gettysburg. If you've never gone, it's worth it.
Yeah, plan to do it. It's on my bucket list. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIEG Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIEG Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. And got a couple of text messages, said that a very interesting discussion. Interesting that he did not do these in chronological order.
Right. Yeah. Chronological order is more objective. I could have done it. But I think Gettysburg is where it saved the country. By the way, the third day of Gettysburg's Pickett's charge, Lee, his dander was up. He thought that the Union lines would bust in the middle. So he puts George Pickett's brigade in there, and they marched through 15,000 men across this open field, and he basically wipes out the Union armies, wipe out Pickett's men, and they reached the stone wall at one spot only, and then they're quickly turned away. It was a massive defeat, and Lee takes the responsibility. Shouldn't have done that. I mean, he thought that they could win it. He thought that the Union forces would bust, and then it was the South never tries to invade the North again. From this point forward, it's all defensive on the South's part after Gettysburg.
Sure.
Frankly, Meade might have been able to, if he'd have organized his men, he could have chased and maybe captured Lee's army right after that. But he was just too tentative. He didn't. And he didn't, of course. And so the war went on for almost two more years, at least 21 months anyway. And so, but that was the turning point, Gettysburg. A lot of people died. 150,000 men, the largest battle ever fought in the Western Hemisphere. So it was
amazing.
Big, big deal. If you've never gone there, you know, I have made it my vacations to visit virtually every battle, Civil War and Revolutionary battle spot in the eastern half of the United States. That's what I've done.
Right.
There's a few I got to go to.
On that point, which ones would you say would be the number one, number two, number three out of that list? Because you've been everywhere. You've Yep. been to New England. You've been everywhere. Which ones would you rank in order of, I guess, importance if people wanted to make a bucket list?
I've never been to Saratoga. That's still on the list.
Okay.
Okay, where to go? Gettysburg. I'd go to Gettysburg.
That's number one.
That's number one to me. You need to go. You need to go to Fredericksburg, Chancellorsville. Those are easy to visit, and they're Harper's Ferry. What used to be Virginia, now it's West Virginia. That's a very interesting place to go to. Been to Yorktown. That's in where that goes back to the Revolutionary War, where Cornwallis surrendered to Washington. That's a big deal. Bunker Hill there in Boston. That's interesting. That's real interesting to go there. To go to go visit Arlington National Cemetery. The house there was Robert E. Lee's house. They took it from Lee. That's a long story in of itself, how they took it from him and made his one of these the guy's name was Meggs, lost his son. He was from Virginia. He was a loyal to the Union. His son died, and he buried his son in Mrs. Lee's rose garden so that they'd never be able to live there again because he was so mad at Lee.
Wow, and that turned into Arlington National Cemetery?
Yes, it did, and that turned into Arlington. And you, the big mansion there is Robert E. Lee's old mansion there at Arlington.
Is that fully restored and available for tours?
Fully restored. I don't know. I've been there. I don't know if I could call it fully restored, but it's, yeah, you can go there.
You can actually take a tour and go inside?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to do that because Vicky and I want to go to Washington. There's a big 1 million women event happening in, I believe it's October 12th on the mall right before the election. Don't mess with our kids. I'm going to be promoting it. I've got a sponsor for it, and we're going to be in Washington in October.
You got to go to Mount Vernon. That's Lincoln's home. Monticello, which is Jefferson's home. Fairfield, I think it's called. Adams' home. Visited that. Visited Madison's home. Rutherford B. Hayes' home. That's in Ohio.
Yeah.
Went to Lincoln's home in Springfield. Most people aren't going to take a vacation just to visit some historical spot like me, but.
Oh, absolutely we will.
That's what I'd like to do anyway.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, you teach it, you live it. It's part of your being. It's not only, it's a hobby. It's, you get to see America. I mean, damn.
Right. After I read this book about Truman, now I want to go to Independence,
Missouri.
Yeah, I want to go there and see his place, too, and the library there and so on.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to make it someday out there to Ronald Reagan's library out there in California. I want to see that.
That might be the only reason I'd go to California. But,
that's exactly the only reason I want to go to California. Absolutely. Wow. Good discussion this morning. Lots of information. Text messages blowing up. So, yeah. One of the things I wanted to ask you about on church services on Sunday, just so you know, I love one of your members of the church, but when he gets up and sings, and I forget, is it Richard? I forget his name. The former communist.
John.
I love John. For some reason, his voice drops out our soundboard. I just wanted to let you know, make you aware of that, because he loves to sing. He loves to get up. I love to hear him sing. But for some reason, there's something in his frequency that shifts from your voice and your normal guys that sing, that lead the choir. But John's voice, for some reason, I have a heck of a time keeping him on the radio. I just wanted to let you know that.
Should I tell him to sing louder?
Maybe if he could get closer to the mic, because his frequency and his level drops down to like 20%.
Okay.
So I appreciate that. And we're going to have the Bibles open, waiting for you to tell us where to go. 11 to noon on Sunday, sir. Thank you for a history lesson. God bless.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to